This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today? Got a lot of moving parts on a Thursday on Halftime, a travel day on Halftime. This was a lot of travel and a lot of travel coming up because the Razorbacks will not be home until we get into June, when it's postseason play and only three home games left after last night's 8-5 win over Missouri State. And that's where we start today on Halftime. Matt Jones, good morning to you. C-Unit Christian Johnston, good morning to you. Got a few raindrops outside the, I guess you could call these the airport studios at the Regional Jet Center at XNA. Baseball flying out today a little bit after 12 o'clock out to Kentucky. Few raindrops falling. It is cloudy. Looks like it could rain in just a little bit. But and that's actually going to lead to a rainy weekend, I think, in Kentucky, too. What's outside your windows?
Same thing, but yes, good morning. Had some beautiful soccer, played a little golf afterwards, then watched some NBA playoffs, and then like poof, all of a sudden I'm back here talking with you and see music over here. So beautiful time.
Just like you entered the portal and poof, there you were, sitting back in that same chair.
What is it? Every 20 hours, we're back at it. You know, mm-hmm. It's 20 hours on, I mean 4 hours on, then every 20 hours you're just right back here.
Does it feel like Groundhog Day yet to you?
Yeah, you know what? You know, Phil, I'll be honest with you. I haven't ever watched that movie, but just a little, like 10 minutes. You know, the Bill Murray Groundhog, I've never really sat down and watched it from start to finish. So
There was a movie that, well, there's a couple other movies that are just like that, too. I think one is called Palm Springs. And then, what was the Tomorrow War? I think Tom Cruise was in one of those where everybody, they wake up, it's the same
day after
over.
Tomorrow, I think. Yeah, was that what?
No, I think it was the Tomorrow War. World, the Day After World, Tomorrow, World, I think, World, was the World. Dennis Quaid disaster movie.
Okay, Jake Gyllenhaal was in one of those, too. That it's,
yeah,
it's
that's the disaster, that's the climate disaster.
Yeah, that's
right. No, well, I mean, at this time of the year, you know, things sometimes would feel a little groundhog-ish, but with things being so crazy in the basketball transfer portal and on the football transfer portal, and because of the change in the rosters, well, I mean, we don't even know what all these rosters look like yet. Maybe it's not quite as Groundhog Day-ish. Maybe it starts to feel like that a little bit when we get into late June after college baseball is complete. And then you start, you know, then you start your countdown in your head for the start of the college football season. I think there are some people that already have started that countdown. But we usually don't get it going until we're within 100 days, which, man, we actually got to be creeping up on that pretty soon, if we're not already past that.
A lot of cool things. Yeah, you know, football is always in the future. But a lot of cool things going on in the sports world, Phil. It's the Kentucky Derby. I know we've had some excitement about that. Is that this weekend coming up? Is that Mother's Day weekend?
The next home series?
The next Kentucky Derby.
The Derby is this weekend.
Yeah.
That's this weekend.
There's so many things in the sports world going. Champions League, you got the golf, you got baseball just crushing it, and then you said both the warp zones are still open. It's a fun time to be a sports fan.
I could be in a position here to maybe make it over to the Derby. Maybe. If I could slip my way in somehow. But it would take a rain out on Saturday. At Kentucky Proud, but there's only an hour between Lexington and Louisville. And the last time that we played in Kentucky, 2019, it was the same deal. I mean, the exact same deal. It was the same week. We were there Derby week, got a rain out on Saturday, and we played a doubleheader on Sunday. I think we did. And Kevin Trainer was with us, and I think he's making the trip here to Lexington, and he made it to the Derby. Like, you got to come prepared. Like, you can't just show up over there in jeans and a T-shirt, right?
I've never seen Kevin Trainer not wearing a tie and a suit. You know, like, well, not necessarily a suit, but he's always looking sharp. Every time I see him, he's looking sharp. Yeah.
Well, we got like 80% chance of rain on Friday in Lexington. So I don't know if Friday will happen. There's a chance of rain every day out there. In fact, Saturday looks like it's the best day for baseball. So we may end up playing two games and won't even have the thought of anything going on an hour outside of Lexington.
Get your Uber helicopter app and just Uber you a helicopter over, and they'll come scoop you up.
Think about that.
Yeah, man.
That's a great idea.
That's big time. And then maybe you would even write off some of that. You know, it's for work. You know, like, yeah.
That's true. I mean, if we're going over there, it's a sporting event, right? I mean, 1099 stuff. We're going over there talking sports.
Only way I could get
write off
helicopter.
A couple of mint juleps. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
25
could
grand.
I could write off. I don't know what it would. What would the Uber helicopter cost
20
me?
20 grand, right?
I thought maybe for an hour trip, it would just cost me $2,000. I have no idea.
I don't either, but I would imagine it's 5 grand just to start it. I mean, I would just think that it's if you're
just to turn the ignition,
just to get it, it's a minimum 5 grand. If you went there and back, I would say 10 grand. I mean, minimum. Yeah.
Show you how much I know about any sort of aviation, saying, well, you turn the ignition. Now nobody turns the ignition. We got to push a button. That's what it would be.
Well, at least we've crossed it off the list. At least we know what we're not going to do.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you one thing that I'm kind of wondering about as we go to Kentucky. I mean, they're just following everything that's going on at Arkansas like it's part of what's going on at Kentucky. You know what I mean? Like, we'll mention what's happening with Kentucky's roster and all that kind of stuff because these two roster rebuilds do go together. But man, this is the first time I believe that anybody involving the Razorbacks has headed to Lexington for any kind of competition since Cal joined. Now, I think, you know, Justin Moore, you know, he hosts on the Buzz in Little Rock in the morning, and Country Star, I'd heard him talking about, he's already had a concert in Lexington since Calipari took over at Arkansas, and he got booed when he mentioned where he's from. So
did they call the Hogs?
Yeah, exactly. It's just, I don't know what to expect. It's a baseball series. It's going to be a really highly, hotly contested baseball series, independent of anything else between what these two schools have going on. These are the two teams that are leading the SEC. They have identical SEC records, 16-5. But I'm going to guarantee you that there are some Kentucky fans who are going to show up, and they're going to have some, I don't know, there'll be stuff for the cameras about Calipari while I'm there.
You can keep them.
It's just going to be. I mean, we're there for a baseball series, but I just feel like there's just a little bit of a cloud, just like a feeling of nothing that has to do with baseball going on when it comes to at least the fans that'll be in the stand. The players don't care about that. They don't care about, you know, anything going on with the other sports. It's not about that, but it's what the fans will be like.
And
look, the fans. Yeah, well, the fans are the ones that create the atmosphere at a ballpark. You know, South Carolina dumping beer on the Kentucky fans. I mean, you know, their student section apparently was throwing beer at them. David Tepper-like, although Tepper threw a martini. At least that's what it looks like. Students won't be drinking martinis in a baseball park, right? At least not if they're by the dugout. Got to be up in the suites. Well, it was a good game last night. Fun watching. 8-5, Arkansas wins. Missouri State kicked the ball around a little bit. Got to see Peyton Stovall have a 5-hit game. I mean, that's pretty rare. You've only had 4 4-hit games for a player for Arkansas this year. Stovall was one of them. And he was the last guy to have five hits in a game, which took place, that was all the way back in the 2022 College World Series. In an 11-1 win over Auburn, he had five hits. These were five singles. And I think initially the third hit was first ruled an error. It was a ground ball. The second baseman probably should have gotten them out. It was a high chop, if I remember, in the back of my head here, backhanded it, threw too high for the out at first base, overthrew it. So, I mean, if I was doing the scoring, I would have charged it just an error, but he got the base hit. The day before, the second baseman overran a ball that Stovall had hit, I think, about 100 miles an hour on the ground, and he was charged with an error, rightly so. So it's almost like a give back from the last day where Stovall hit the ball hard enough to warrant the base hit. So it'll be one of those things that, you know, in Major League Baseball, I guess in college baseball, you can do the same thing. You can go back, you know, even a week and change a scoring call. So you would have, you know, that would have been one of those things. Be like, you know what? Four hits, that's nice. How about giving him the fifth? How about actually giving him the fifth? See if you might give it to him. Well, they give it to him right after the play ended anyway. So 5 for 5 is always fun to see. Got production from the top of the order, the bottom of the order. Ben Bibee looked sharp. So all in all, finishing 12-0 in the midweek, I think was pretty impressive. Very impressive.
That's cool. Always nice to win. Good for him. And we got time. Well, we got another little bit to get with it. But who do you have that needs to kind of pick it up as far as their bat? If this team wants to have success going forward, who's somebody that maybe is lacking a little bit, but if you're like, man, if we get this bat going, and I don't mean a 5 for 5 performance every game, but who's somebody that is like, hey, if we can get his bat going, everything could change a little bit?
It's Kendall Diggs. It is.
Play yesterday?
Yeah, he batted cleanup. Had four plate appearances, had a sacrifice fly with bases loaded, had a hard line drive in the first inning that was caught, but struck out at another couple at-bats. So, you know, I think he put together a couple of good at-bats. But you want to start seeing that result in base hit production at some point. I think he's something like 1 for his last 17. So that's a guy. You know, I'd look for veteran production, somebody that's done it before. You don't want to point to somebody and say, well, this guy right here, maybe if he can show that he can drive in some runs and hit for some power, well, things will be good. You know, Diggs is a better hitter than he has shown this year. Maybe the shoulder's an issue. So, but you got to get some kind of production, I think, right now from the middle of the batting order, whether it's a Peyton Holt who is producing wherever he's hitting. But there needs to be someone else in the middle. You know, that's why he put Aloy in the middle of the lineup yesterday instead of near the top. Try to get a little production there. Maybe Nolan Souza can come out of, get a little more measure of consistency. But Matt, if I were to point to one player that can really be a dynamic run producer, you know, like a fearsome hitter, the kind of hitter that, like, I think there are good hitters in this lineup, but I wouldn't say that there's somebody that has been viewed as fearsome, like, you know, scares a pitcher out of the strike zone the way that, like, a Jack Caglione does, or and I'm not talking about having, like, some sort of crazy season that just blows everybody away, but you saw that from Jared Wagner last year. He would scare a few pitchers out of the strike zone. You know, Kerstad did that too. Diggs can do that. He can sometimes be so consistently good at driving in runs, at least he was last year, and to hit the ball over the fence, that they got to pitch to him really carefully. And, you know, hopefully that happens this weekend. The thing is they keep winning games, even with Kendall, you know, struggling at the plate. He's playing well in the field. The pitchers keep doing their thing. So, and we're always just sort of like waiting for one more bat to come through. But it also might be a thing, Matt, that at this point, look, you played 45 games. Maybe you are what you are by now.
Somebody just has to accept it. I think you're right. You are kind of what you are right now, but there is potential for growth, and there somebody can get hot. I think back to the TCU kid last year. I know I keep bringing that up, it seems like, but a guy that got hot in the tournament and you're looking at this, and it's kind of what, you know, I defer to you when it comes to baseball, but when you hear fans talking or you hear other people talking baseball, that's kind of what they, one of the first things they talk about is, you know, where are the bats at? Are we going to have enough bats when it gets to playoff time? And so somebody, you got to think somebody's going to get hot, and this year could be our year.
Well, these next 3 weeks, you're playing teams now that are...
These are playoff games, yeah.
Right up near the top of the standings. You know, they're not really playoff games, but they're the kind of team that you would face in a Super or in Omaha. And truthfully, right now, A&M is a national seed. Kentucky is fighting for a national seed, and Mississippi State, who comes in next weekend, they're fighting to be a top 16 and be a host. I mean, these are potentially three teams that can get to Omaha. And when you look at some of the more recent opponents, you know, I think they're all really talented, but I'd say South Carolina is probably the best of those teams, them and Alabama. You know, LSU hasn't really been very good this year. Ole Miss, really no good this year. Auburn, no good. Mizzou, I mean, I think they've been a little better than expected, but still not very good. Now, they are SEC teams. Arkansas has beaten them all. But these next 3 weeks, it's the toughest portion of the schedule. And, you know, so right now the point to end the conversation on this is that they're winning games, a lot of games, even with a lineup and run production that's been spotty or inconsistent. But they still win games. We're about to see whether or not that continues. If there's no little uptick in hitting and you're facing better pitching staffs, and that's part of this, in the next 3 weeks you're going to face some really good pitching staffs. Can they continue to win 2 out of 3 each time? You know, I think it's going to be a really interesting 3 weeks.
9 games left in Kentucky, South Carolina, A&M. That's the regular season for you?
You got, 3 times 3. That's right.
Okay. That's our final games. Yeah. Okay.
I can't believe it. That's kind of crazy to think about.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Yes, sir. Beautiful day here on Halftime. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for texting. Thanks for joining in. And we're going to go to the hotline, the McLarty Daniel hotline, and talk with our good friend Brett Dolan. Brett, man, happy May, man. How's it going?
Yeah, it feels good to be in the month of May, and I'm glad to see you holding down the fort with Phil jumping out on you again these Thursday travel days.
There's always a window open to jump out of. That's right. Phil's the hardest working man. I guess you're pretty hard working too. Phil's always got something going on. Right now, Brad, it's for me, it's an exciting time of sport. I like the Champions League. I like the NBA playoffs. Baseball is getting going. You just had the draft with the baseball team doing your thing. What kind of has I like golf as well. What kind of has your attention right now in the sports world?
Well, you're right. There's no shortage of things. And, I'm not even the biggest NBA guy, but it's kind of fun to flip around and catch some of the playoff action here or there. And obviously for me, it's kind of settling into that last series for Arkansas softball at home before their postseason. And then Arkansas baseball has really three huge postseason or series before the postseason starts with Kentucky and then Mississippi State and then Texas A&M on the road. So, it's fun. It feels like we shouldn't be nearing the end of these spring seasons that end for the Razorbacks, but we're getting pretty close and kind of getting down to the fun time while the other sports really crank up for baseball and basketball and playoffs and whatnot.
Yeah, baseball's getting going on, and it's kind of weird. It's awesome when you have the number two ranked team in the country, but it's like everything is kind of life or death, or everything weighs a little bit more if it doesn't go right, and you're not gonna win. You're not gonna win every game. That being said, at all three of these teams, Mississippi State, Kentucky, A&M, I think they all have Omaha aspirations still. If Arkansas goes 6-3, is that kind of doable? Do you see? Are you kind of okay? Because you don't want to limp in necessarily to the SEC tournament, to the playoffs, but 6-3, you're kind of feeling good about it?
Well, I'd take that in a heartbeat. Quite honestly, I think 5-4 would be a pretty good run. We think about 20 wins, Matt, is a really good number in the SEC over 30 games of being worthy of winning an SEC regular season championship. And as much as everybody wants to win a regional and go to Omaha, I think when you start a season, you have to think about conference championship. It's the one thing in front of you before you even have a chance to determine what a postseason might look like. 20 wins last year was enough for Arkansas and Florida to tie. And right now, you can win five games and not and be at 21 and not be an SEC regular season champ. It's been that good with some of the top-heavy teams, certainly like Arkansas or A&M or Kentucky, and the fact that the Razorbacks get to go up against two of those three big teams remaining, and they don't play Tennessee, but two of the other three teams, makes this a lot of fun. And I'm with you. Everything feels like it has implications. Will they win the SEC? Will they still be number one? Could they be number one? And I have to remind myself to kind of slow down and enjoy it a little bit, because this is really the glory days of Arkansas baseball, and it's hard to imagine a team being as consistently good in this crazy era of college sports that they have been. Yet there's still some anxiety because, there's no guarantee of winning an SEC championship. I do think, regardless of how this plays out, I do think they're pretty much solidified as a top eight seed, which then would give them a chance to host not just a regional, but a super regional, and a great path then to get to Omaha.
Yeah, I think back. I was talking with Phil earlier before he got out of here, and we were kind of going down the roster about who's somebody who needs to get hot. I think last year with Trey Richardson from TCU, the kid that came in and just crushed us, we couldn't stop him. But he didn't have that type of regular season, but he got hot in the regional. And he said Kendall Diggs, if he could get his bat going. Is there somebody on this roster, on this nine deep, that are going to be playing that you think, man, if they can get their bat going with this pitching, Arkansas is going to be tough to beat?
I wouldn't argue with Kendall at all. I think the one part that he provides is that what's different about this Arkansas baseball team than past is they just haven't gotten a ton from their outfielders, and it's one of the reasons why Peyton Holder slipped out there. Normally, when you're comprising a lineup and you're thinking about your five or top six hitters, you might have two or three of those being outfielders. Usually, you're happy just to have defense from a catching or shortstop position, maybe a corner infield. But Arkansas has done it kind of backwards in the sense that they haven't had the big-time production from outfielders. And Kendall's a better player than his numbers would indicate. I don't know if he's been completely healthy or not. But I think you bring up a great point with Richardson of TCU, and I know it's still a painful memory for Arkansas fans, but you can get into the postseason and you played 85% of your schedule and have somebody kind of step up and just take over. And I don't know who that might be. I still think there's a few candidates. I wouldn't be surprised if there's not another Razorback that would step up. Stovall's been incredible and consistent. So has McLaughlin. I think they've kind of led the way for Arkansas. Holt's been really good as of late. I would love to see kind of a left fielder / third baseman maybe emerge. But, you know, we say there's time, but there's really not a lot of time left before we get to Hoover and then the regionals.
We were also talking a little bit in the first hour about baseball and cheating and if it's synonymous. I don't know if I can say it. Synonymous, right there. Is that how you say it, Christian? Is that right?
And synonymous.
Yeah, there we go. And to my point, every team I was on, Brett, I do not know of any cheating going on. This is from seventh grade till I finished up my career in Jacksonville. And to my naivete, maybe I just don't think of it because, and maybe they were, they just didn't tell me, but I've never been on a team that was legitimately that was cheating on purpose, doing something like that. Do you think that's like, it's more rampant or am I naive to think that every team's out there cheating?
Well, I'm with you. I like to think that most aren't, but I do think in this new era that we live in, whether it's the stakes of winning games and coaches keeping million-dollar contracts or players or whatever the case may be, maybe it is a little more prevalent. And for a guy who spends a lot of time in Houston, I mean, it's been a story that has been discussed and debated and argued for not just a year or two, but for years, and it still brings up passionate defenders or those that are ripping. I think the one thing I had a conversation, Matt, about the other day about college baseball is that, you know, every time a rule comes up, everybody's trying to figure out how to break it. So you get away from the signs and then you put the watch. Now, apparently there's been some teams that have kind of bent the rules on how do we, if we can't steal a sign, how do we spot what's going on with the watch? Do we use the binoculars? Are there some other things that we can do to kind of figure out what teams are doing rather than the old-fashioned way? And, there, you know, there's always a couple of elements of gamesmanship. And if I'm standing out at second base and you're going through a series of signs and I'm smart enough to pick them and get them, that's one thing. But if I'm using binoculars and I'm using television cameras or the technology, to me, that's where it crosses the line. And it does feel like in this era of cameras and Rapsodo and TrackMan and all the things that we have available for technology, that there are people trying to figure out ways to cheat. And you know, it's one thing if you can get away with it, but you get caught, you're in today's day and age, there's no mercy in this social media talk radio world we live in.
Yeah, I think when the 20 years ago when you would signal in plays and we had a couple guys, you would watch the three guys that the other team had, talking about football, you would watch them signal in plays, you'd figure out who's hot. And then we had guys that could tell, but pretty easy to tell, okay, that's a run play, that's a pass play, you know, what they're doing. And that's all, to me, in part of the game. You're not sending somebody to videotape somebody's other game and then bringing it back. So I'm with you right there.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you can stand on the sideline and you can pick a side, more power to you. That's part of the game. Where things have changed, it's sending people to videotape signals, and then you can have immediate communication from the press box to the sideline to the field, and maybe people are taking advantage of that and not just doing it the old-fashioned way where I'll give you an attaboy if you can stand on the sidelines and pick somebody's signals out. And when you're going through video and stealing and technology, and then that creates – you know, a couple of years ago with Michigan, the funny part, Matt, was the one team they didn't scout with the Connor Stallions thing was TCU.
Right.
And guess what? The one team was that kind of ran them off the field. Well, it was TCU. It's amazing when you don't have somebody's signals, how hard it is to kind of beat somebody and play fairly.
Hey, one last thing I'll finish up with you today. I've been kind of looking at it. Now, Phil brought this up a couple months ago about the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. And it kind of, the closer it gets, I'm kind of a little more interested, especially since I heard the rules. There's no headgear, 8 2-minute rounds. Now they're 14-ounce gloves. I'd like for them to be about 8-ounce gloves because then you know it would be over. But I saw where Jake Paul's the favorite. Now it's 27 years old versus 58-year-old. He's still a heavyweight champ and Tyson, and Jake Paul's kind of a WCW type of guy. What am I to make of this? Do you think this is going to be a real fight? Are you interested at all?
I don't know if it's a real fight, but I'm like you. I would say I'm becoming a little more interested as we get closer. I think to me, and maybe this is because I'm a 50-plus guy, Matt, the age difference maybe intrigues me more than the stylistic differences now. And, you know, we kind of go back to the glory days of boxing. I think it kind of ended with Mike Tyson for some people. They kind of lost interest in the sport. Well, he kind of gives you something to cling on. But, yeah, you start adding a couple of decades to somebody, I'd be really impressed, if someone in their 20s could take down somebody in their 50s, regardless of how tough they are, how tough they used to be.
Absolutely. Well, Brett Dolan is synonymous. There we go. See how it went out with greatness right there. And Brett, man, we appreciate you always joining us and giving us a little bit of your time today.
It's always my pleasure, Matt.
That's Brett Dolan, CBS Sports. He's the man coming in, talk a little baseball, talk a little whatever you want to talk about. They got a lot going on right now. Got the NBA playoffs going. Yeah, that Mike Tyson, the closer it gets, C-Unit, I'm kind of wanting to see what happens.
Yeah, you said his name. Is it Jake Paul?
Is it Jake Paul? Who is it?
I don't know. Somebody.
I thought it was Jake Paul. Yeah, it's Jake Paul.
Yeah. He went through like a stretch where like he was just whooping everybody.
Okay, so he's a real fighter. I thought he was like a Kardashian fighter. I thought he was
like a YouTuber or something.
Yeah,
who's got famous off this? And I don't know if he's ever lost, but that's the intriguing part to me. It's like, okay, when is this guy going to lose? And I think this may be the fight.
Synonymous with greatness. All right, we'll be back after these messages.
Hickey & Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey & Hole Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Synonymous. Okay, we got it. Back halftime. Myself, C-Unit running the board. Got some St. Vincent going on today. I'm digging it. It's a good day. A great Thursday here at the Fort Smith Studios. Phil Elson's on the plane. They should be breezy airways. They're headed up to Lexington, Kentucky to take on those Wildcats. Big 3-game series going on. I think C-Unit, the baseball team's done enough to host a regional, even if they won one of each three, but you don't want to limp into it. I look for them to take care of business and go up there and get 2 out of 3.
Oh, yeah. 2 out of 3 should be the expectation every time. This team is good enough to take 2 of 3 from anybody, and it'll be fun up in Lexington.
Do we have Marty Burlesworth? Yeah, we do.
Yep.
From the Burlesworth Foundation and the camps going on. Marty, hey, man, how's it going, dude?
Hey, good, Matt. How are you doing?
Man, life is good. What's the weather like down there in Harrison? I'm digging the weather today.
Yeah, well, they say it's going to rain this afternoon. We've had quite a bit of rain here lately, so kind of cloudy, but it's really nice outside.
You got
so,
it.
Yeah, can't complain. It's can't God, complain at all.
You live in God's country. That's for sure. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
How is the fishing right now? Because me and my pops, we used to, as soon as turkey season was over, you have about 30, 40-day window where, man, you can go crush some fish. How is the fishing going?
I have not been out much. Probably that's a good Clay question right there.
There you go. There you go.
He's been out. But he and I talk fishing every now and then, too. But, you know, Buffalo River is just a few miles from where we're at. So anytime I can get free, we've got a little place down on the Buffalo. I say we've got a little place. We know of a place that basically I was raised my grandfather on. But other people have discovered it. Madam, I have to take you there sometime. But if I do, I got to blindfold you.
I got it. Yeah.
We like to get out there and just get away. And do a little fishing because it normally is very good there on the Buffalo.
How's your sports world going right now? Are you been following this Hog baseball team? Are you into NBA playoffs right now? Yeah, Hog's got a big one with Lexington coming up.
Yeah, that's we need to do that. Like you've been saying, we need to stay hot. I was at Friday night's game, which was great. We took 2 out of 3 there. Friday night's game against Florida was really, really good. I got a couple of sons. One lives in Columbia, Missouri. One lives in Tulsa. So we met there to get to see those Razorbacks. But yeah, Coach Van Horn does a great job and we just need to keep the hammer down and hopefully a couple other guys will get hot and, we'll keep in our winning ways. We need to.
Hey, for our listening area, I know you have a football camp that you guys do every year. How do people, if they want to get in touch with you or they're interested in getting in, and I know you do one in Harrison, I believe one in Little Rock. Tell the people how they get a hold of you.
Yeah, they just go to brandonburlesworth.org. I will say this, listeners out there, that if we've got campers that come back every year, Matt. And Matt, you worked the Harrison camp last year, did a great job. What did you think of the camp?
It was a great turnout. Marty, I don't have Facebook and social media, so it was so cool just to see the former players, all the people that, and my locker was, they had the Shrine locker of Brandon Bullsworth, so I was every day my locker was next to him, and just for his legacy to continue on, and it's just cool to get to see all the former players and stuff and catch up, and then the excitement on the kids' faces, man, you can't beat it. Those sixth graders, fifth graders, everybody that goes, I mean, they just so happy to be out there, and it's a pretty cool experience. Y'all do a great job.
Well, we hope we can get you back. You're going to try to make it this year. You think you can do both camps?
It's a Wounded Veterans golf tournament on the 1st. So that's that Saturday. But that Friday, I don't have anything right now on that Friday. So maybe I can kind of come back and do like I did last year.
That'd be great. Yeah, sometimes you're not alone. Sometimes the guys have conflicts, are able to only do one camp. I looked through our registrations last night just out of curiosity and we've got a lot of kids in the Harrison area, but that is not the majority that are signed up because they're from all over the state. They're also, we've got campers coming from Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, Ohio, and other states I just can't remember right now. But I mean, these are just half day camps. I think they're very good because Coach Tommy Tice does such a great job coordinating guys like you. Just a super job working with the kids. That's why people don't mind, traveling great distances to come to Harrison or Little Rock, for these camps. Camp fee is just $45. It's for ages 7 through 15 years old, boys or girls. But our registrations are filling up, and we do have a limit on how many we can take. And so if the parents out there listening, if you're considering going to the camp May 31st, Harrison, June 1st in Little Rock, I would register very quickly because it's filling up faster than it ever has.
And it's an opportunity. I want to say there was 30 former Arkansas Razorbacks there, so you get to meet some. I believe it was Drew Morgan's brother, I believe, was there. James Johnson was there.
Drew was there.
Yeah, sorry. Drew made a lot of plays up there on the hill, man. We could use another receiver. He was tough. A guy that liked ball. Armstrong up there, that he kind of reminds me, has a little bit of Drew Morgan in him where, man, he's tough. He catches the ball with his hands. He can block downfield. I look for Armstrong in this new offense to have a big year this year.
Boy, that'd be great. I mean, they're going to wing it. We're going to come out throwing it. But Drew really, he was a playmaker. He was one of my youngest son's favorite Razorback back then. You know, in that time, because you just respected him for what for his toughness and going out there and getting effort every game and every practice. And we'll also Matt, we'll have some current Razorback players that volunteer since NIL opened up the rules now that they can come. So we'll have some current Razorback players, but we never announce who's coming. Sometimes we might not know, we generally know weeks in advance, but we might not know for certain who all's coming till a few days before, but that doesn't matter. These campers want to be, they know what the camp's all about, and it's about teaching character and teaching football, and y'all do just a super job, and everyone, all the guys involved with it that come back year after year to volunteer to work these camps, can't say enough good things about you.
Well, it's a great event, and I do remember that, Marty, last year, all the volunteers you had, all the ladies that, handing out the Gatorade and the water, and you get a lot of support, and it really is friendly people. It was a great turnout, super fun, and if you want to get there, it's BrandonBullsworth.org. And check it out, and it'd be cool. It'd be worth it. You get to see some current players too, former players. Great teaching. You're right. Coach Tommy Tice does a great job, and should be a good one again this year.
Oh yeah, it is. Everyone's excited about it, and I can sure tell. We can just tell. The public's very excited about it just from the amount of early registrations we've got coming in. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody. It's a reunion, Matt. You saw that last year. It's a reunion for the guys every year. So it's just a lot of fun, and we love it that the campers and their families get.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Great deal out of it.
Well, that's cool. Hey, Marty, man, thanks always for spending a little time with us today.
All righty, Matt. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, sir. That's Marty Bullsworth. Man, that's a cool camp, C-Unit. And if people out there, if you got that day off and you get some teaching by some current and former players, they do a good job. It's easy, fun. Everybody has a good time. So it'd be cool.
Yeah. Never had a chance to go, but just listening, hearing people talk about it, it seems like an awesome thing.
They like their football in Harrison. Haven't been to the Little Rock one, but they like their football in Little Rock. I'm sure they do a great job down there as well. So we got one more segment in this wonderful second hour of halftime, and we're going to pay some bills, and then we'll be back.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit ArlingtonHotel.com for more details. That's ArlingtonHotel.com.
Try the new Traveler Whiskey, a Chris Stapleton and Harlan Wheatley collaboration. A great buy. Also, Hard Truth, Sweet Mash, Bourbon, and Rye are available. Only at Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Bet Online is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
What is something cool? We always enjoy our time with Bob Holt. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Oh, life is good today, man. How are things with you?
Oh, going good. Covered a little baseball this week, and I got a track meet Friday night, big baseball series, and I know softball's doing well. So not quite as crazy with the NFL draft being over in spring football, but certainly baseball. Everybody's excited about baseball, and I think you still have the excitement of hiring John Calipari, too.
Should be intense, Bob, with this baseball series. Is this the first major sport, to happen? I know Justin Moore did a concert there in Lexington not too long after Calipari left. How do you think it's all going to go? Do you think there'll be some boos? Do you think it could be feisty? Do you think they even care as far as the baseball team this weekend?
Oh, well, hopefully they don't. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they boo Arkansas just because they're the visiting team. They're ranked number two, and they've had a pretty good history against Kentucky, for Arkansas. But, yeah, it will be the first, I think it's right, I think it will be the first time Arkansas and Kentucky have met in a sporting event since the basketball hiring. Excuse me. So, yeah, there could be. And that would be awesome if he threw out the first pitch. I don't think he's going to get that invitation, though. But I know that the story and, our Matt Jones, not the Matt Jones with Kentucky Sports Network, but the Matt Jones at Whole Hog Sports, and not you, put out a video of him, Cal, throwing out the first pitch, and it got a lot of views, and there were a lot of people in there. Some people thought it was the Matt Jones from Kentucky that did, and go, what are you doing going out in Arkansas and posting that video? So there's been a lot of people upset about it or thinking it's fun, and but, yeah, he's brought a lot of attention, whether it's basketball or baseball or whatever the case may be.
And not the Matt Jones, the Australian professional golfer that just won on the LIV Tour last week. So not that one either. So I'm glad we've cleared that up. Bob, when you're looking at this Razorback baseball team and what they've been able to do so far, I mean, just unbelievable. And we're just kind of nitpicking a little bit when something doesn't go right. But what is something that in this series, this three-game series, that you would like to see the Razorback team do a little bit better, or something that they haven't been doing at all? What would you like to see this team do better in this series?
Well, man, not to pick on Kendall Diggs. He's a great kid, and he's a really good player, and he's done a lot of big things here, but he's struggling right now. His average is down to 241. He was 0 for 10 last weekend with some strikeouts, left guys on. Dave Van Horn rested him Tuesday night. He played yesterday, had an RBI, had a pretty hard line. It went 0 for 3. But I think, if you're an Arkansas fan, and certainly if you're on the staff or the players, you want to see Kendall Diggs, who's an excellent player who's just been in a funk right now. And you hope his shoulder's okay because he's had out some time with that. But he's a guy they really need to get going because he's a key bat. I mean, it wasn't that long ago he was batting 340. Now he's batting 240. So, and Dave batted him clean up. I think they tried to get him going, and he had him hit between Jared Sprigelock and Peyton Holt, two guys that have been two of their better hitters of late. And so, I think that in particular, you'd like to see Kendall Diggs, get going with the bat again because he's been a really key run producer for him, had a lot of clutch hits, but is struggling of late. And then Will McIntyre, who's been, a really good reliever for him, he had a great start. His ERA at one point was about 1.75, and now it's like 3.5 or something. But they pitched him an inning against Missouri State Tuesday, and he looked pretty good. But I'd say, as far as to do what people want to do, get to Omaha and have a shot to win the title, they need to get those two guys going again in particular.
Is anybody playing better than Peyton Holt right now? I mean, just over the last month of the season?
Yeah, he's been playing great, and it's been very impressive because that he's done it in a new spot in the outfield. I think he played, told us the other day, he played a little outfield at Crowder Community College before he got to Arkansas. But, yeah, he's been super impressive. He's played all three. He's an infielder by trade, second baseman, can play third, probably can play short, probably can play first. His teammates say he could play all nine positions. So I think the games have probably passed where he go out there and pitch or something in a midweek game against somebody they're going to dominate. But, yeah, he's been very impressive. I mean, number one, he's given him a huge boost offensively because he does a good job of getting on base, had a home run yesterday, good run producer. And then, he's played really good defense in the outfield. And everybody, I think most anybody that watches sports saw the deke play he did against the Gators last Saturday in the first game of the doubleheader, where he faked the catch and then confused the runner, and the tied run ended up maintaining the lead because Peyton Holt basically faked this guy out and he got thrown out at home. And so I think he went to the outfield maybe a month ago in terms of working on it in practice, and then Dave said that Dave Van Horn, the coach, said that they needed boost offensively from the outfield, and Peyton Holt has done more. He's supplied that and more, and his defense has been really good. He's made some good running catches, takes good routes to the ball, just a good, heady player all the way around. And that was, I think, the Sports Center number one play. Somebody kind of compared it to, I can't remember if it was 2018 or 2019, but one of those Chad Morris years where the North Texas punt returner faked out Arkansas with a fair catch and then scored a touchdown. This is sort of a baseball version of that, but Peyton Holt's helping him in a lot of ways.
That was this Matt Jones, Bob. That's the first thing. That's exactly what it reminded me of. I do want to ask about Hagan Smith. Is he the Golden Spikes winner this year? Is there anything this dude can't do? Just what a remarkable season. Can you put it in words how good he's been this year?
Well, he's just been money for him on the mound every Friday night. And I think Arkansas is 11-0 when he starts. He's 8-0. He had a no decision, I believe, against Florida. He's been great. I mean, he's been very durable. He pitches deep into games. He doesn't walk hardly anybody. That's one reason he pitched deep into games. He usually he's going to give you seven. He gave him six innings. He gave him seven last week. And you've seen several of these SEC teams have not pitched their number one guy against them. I would say that's the ultimate compliment because, and they may use different reasons, but I think the main reason is they don't want to. They feel like, well, gosh, if our number one star will go out there and throw a good game, if Hagan Smith will throw a better one, and then we'll lose, and then so we'll save our number one guy and hope they have a better chance winning game two or three against Arkansas. So he's just been my. I mean, he's throwing triple digits sometimes, high 90s. Everybody you talk about says he's going to be probably the first college pitcher off the board. Golden Spikes, Charlie, I'm trying to get the guy's name at Georgia. He's probably going to win that. He's got like 30-something home runs.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you also got Jack, Klonendine, who Arkansas faced last week, who's a lead hitter, and he also pitches. So all due respect to Hagan, I think it'd be probably one of those two guys that would probably win it. And there may be some guys outside the SEC I'm not aware of, but I think Hagan's the top college pitcher in the college ranks right now for sure.
Hey, Bob, this basketball portal, football portal, it's all new. It's all wild, wild west. And looking at the six guys that Arkansas has so far, that last one from Tennessee, is it Adu, if I'm saying his name right? What do you remember about him? I remember him being, tall, athletic, being able to defend. Is he, you got him penciled in as our starting center for next year?
I would think so. What I remember about the Tennessee-Arkansas game, I think Tennessee won that game. I don't have the box in front of me, but I think they won 92-69. Mm-hmm. At that point, Arkansas was playing better, and I didn't think they'd beat Tennessee, but I didn't think Tennessee would come in here and basically dominate them in the second half. And hey, dude, he just killed them. I think he hit 11 of 14 shots.
Double-double, you know, yeah.
And they weren't all dunks. He wasn't, you know, jacking up threes either, but I thought he had a nice shooting touch. He's very aggressive, rebounded, blocked shots. He's basically exactly what you need, and I'm sure any team would love to have him. I don't know why he left Tennessee, if that was an NIL deal or he just wanted to play for Cal or what happened there, but or maybe he just loved Walton Arena. But old Tennessee's got a pretty good fan base, too, and a nice big arena. But, yeah, that, to me, that was a huge pickup. And I don't know how Cal's going to manage his minutes, but certainly he's going to be – he's going to get starters minutes, I'll put it that way. I would expect him to be in the lineup. And, yeah, I think they're just a big, big pickup. But I think about that kid, he's shown, you know, good improvement every year. His stats have made a good quantum leap from freshman to sophomore to junior. Now he'll be a senior. And so he's a guy that's shown steady improvement. I remember after the game, Eric Musselman talked about how impressed he was, how improved he was. And so that's the kind of player you want for sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're looking at this team come together. I guess we need a little bit of everything. Do we have a point guard yet, Bob? Somebody that we know that, man, that's going to be our guy?
Well, I think that the Davis kid they just got from Florida Atlantic. Mm-hmm. Who, if you remember, Florida Atlantic went to a Final Four a couple years ago, had a good run this year, made the tournament again. And they got their coach, Dusty, made the Michigan job. But yeah, I think he'll probably be a primary ball handler for them, and that's frankly something they struggled with last year. We talked about that. They had guys that, you know, you thought, okay, he's the guy, but then it didn't turn out that way. And so, yeah, I think Davis, he's an experienced guy. He's played at a high level. He's played in the Final Four. And so, I think he is maybe the number one guard out there in the portal, certainly in the top five. And so, yeah, those two guys you just mentioned, those are huge pickups along with all those hotshot freshmen they're getting, too.
Hey, have you been keeping up at all with the NBA playoffs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like, that's the time of the year I do. If I watch the NBA, I didn't get to watch yesterday because I was at baseball, but, oh, no, I definitely enjoy watching.
You see that Knicks-Sixers game?
I didn't get to watch it. I read about it, watched some highlights, and yeah, I probably like a lot of people. I expect the Knicks to close them out at home, and you got to give the Sixers credit for, you know, coming back and winning that game in overtime. And now, you know, New York's still leading 3-2, but now it goes back to Philadelphia. And so if the Sixers tie that, you know, if they win, I guess it's tonight, and it goes 3-3 back to New York. I mean, all the pressure is going to be on the Knicks because it's like, are you going to blow a 3-1 lead?
Oh my goodness!
And
right.
New York's a pretty tough fan base. They love their Knicks, but so yeah, that's been a real good series. And of course, you know, Bobby Portis had a big game the other night to help Milwaukee force a game six against the Pacers. And you know, we know Milwaukee's playing shorthanded with some injured stars out, and Bobby Portis he's been a key guy for the Bucks anyway, but he's really important now.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.